Wednesday morning, this is Midwest Radio and a welcome return to our Tree Talk feature. A couple of weeks ago we were talking with Mark Hinsley, our tree expert. Mark joins me in the studio again this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Cameron.
Today I thought we'd talk a little bit about tree root systems, and if we were deciding to perhaps build or put an extension onto our house, or indeed put a brand new property up on a bit of land that we own, we, as the owner of that property, have a duty to bear in mind that there may be a tree root system growing on our land or into our garden. And this really does come into planning in as much that we have to be seen to be protecting and making measures to protect that root system.
That's correct, Cameron. I mean, a lot of people don't realise that the majority of tree roots are found only in the top 600 millimetres of the ground.
Is that all?
That is all. So yeah, they're very vulnerable to any sort of surface disturbance or even quite shallow excavations. Now, the other problem that can occur is a lot of activities that might go on around a tree root system don't actually require any other formal consent, like planning permission, for example. So the only protection the tree has got is a tree preservation order. And people not realising how vulnerable the roots are can be actually inadvertently violating that tree preservation order and potentially putting themselves into a position of being prosecuted.
But as a layman, I'm not necessarily going to know where those roots run or how they run. How does one decide on that?
No, you won't know. I mean, there is a British standard that deals with the whole subject, BS 5837. 2005, but even then it's not really a layman's document. It's one of those situations where I'm afraid you would have to seek advice, really, to sort that one out.
So can a local authority actually refuse a planning application without a tree report detailing tree protection measures or not?
Oh, if there are protected trees anywhere near the application, they not only will they not refuse it, they probably won't even register it without that information. Right. They'll send it back to you.
So if I'm doing, say, an extension to my house, do I need a tree survey done on the site, or how do I work this in?
Yes, you probably do. You need a topographical survey, which will actually pinpoint the location of the trees, and then the trees need to be surveyed according to the British standard, which calculates the root protection areas that they require, and can figure out what the impact of your proposal is and whether or not it's going to be acceptable.
And I'm sure these rules and regulations are changing all the time, so you yourself have a mind for it to keep on top of all of this.
Oh, it's a moving target, Cameron.
It really is. Well, we'll be back after this to discuss tree root problems and the damage that it can cause to your house.